This is Dr. Tim Turlop from Turlop Chiropractic, inviting you to join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality. Each week, we'll be addressing topics that are ultimately important to your health and to mine. Topics about prevention of disease, expressing greater well-being, more mobility, and vitality overall. Join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality.
Oh, look at there. It is Wednesday morning. It's 11:36. Welcome to your 30 Minutes of Vitality, brought to you by Turlop Chiropractic. If you're looking for a chiropractor, someone to offer your health services, someone to take care of you, well, they're the place to call. That's Turlop Chiropractic, 352-666-2222. Or you can check them out online at drturlop.com. That's drturlep.com. Dr. Turlop, Turlop Chiropractic, welcomes you to your 30 Minutes to Vitality on 99.9 WXJB every Wednesday, 11:30 to 12. So your 30 Minutes to Vitality begins now, as long as Dr. Turlop's ready.
We're ready if you
okay,
are.
Okay, all right.
My goodness gracious.
You are always ready, prepared to inform us, to educate us, and to teach us a lesson.
So, I thought that's what my wife did to me. Holy cow. All right. Well, welcome to 30 Minutes of Vitality. And we say it every single week. We were built, we were gifted to be vital. We just get interference to that vitality. We're either getting stuff that we're adding in our lives that needs to go, or we're not getting stuff that needs to be there. If you actually give the plant what it needs, it will be vital. Right. And that's us. Thank God. Now, I first wanted to address a couple of quick, I don't know if they were concerns or just questions, because we've had multiple people that I run into out and about and various places going, are you guys open? Can I call? I've got a problem. I got a call from somebody over the weekend who had my cell phone number. A patient said, I know you guys aren't open. I said, no, we're open.
Right. Oh, wow.
It's all good. Let me get one of the physicians and we'll take care of this. Right. So just let everybody know we're there. Regular office hours are there Monday through Fridays. We're there 24/7, 365 for emergencies. No worries whatsoever. We are incredibly, insanely, stupidly disinfected. The whole place is disinfected every 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. We practice social distancing. Everybody gets a laser temperature who comes into the office. Our folks are actually wearing, face masks. Everything is, it's done. It's perfectly safe. It's terrific. And yeah, we're there.
Yeah, drive by and I see that disinfectant cloud over your building there.
Looks like we're tented for
right.
Like termites or something. Right? No, not at all.
I forgot to mention that you're in Spring Hill off North Cliff Boulevard.
We
just
are.
A little east of US 19.
Yeah, absolutely. Haven't moved the office. I tried to put it on my back. It did not work, so I left it where it was.
Wonderful.
Right, so we're in the same place. It's a good thing. So, and then that's out of the way. So yes, we're there. Right, and so today I wanted to touch on something we talk about sometimes. We talk about omega-3 fatty acids. Right. I want to touch on that, though, and it with a little bit different bent about omega-3 fatty acids, because so many times we'll talk about, the fabulous neuromusculoskeletal benefits that we get, with shoulder pain, back pain, joint pain, skin health, immune vibrance, kind of important at this time. Right. So all that good kind of stuff that's there. One of the things we don't talk about a lot about is the mental, the cognitive and the brain effects that we see with DHA and EPA, which are the long chain fatty acids that we actually are talking about when we talk about omega-3s, right? And we've kind of jokingly talked about before, again, all the omega-3 people go, well, what's the difference with this omega-3 fatty acids? And sometimes I hear this long chain fatty acid. What is that? This omega-3, the 3 just refers to where there's a carbon bond in a particular, on this particular type of fatty acid. The 6 and omega 6 means it's at the 6th carbon. The omega 9 is at the 9th carbons. Oh. So it talks about where there's a particular bond in this particular type of long chain fatty acid. So don't let the name screw you up, or whether it's a long chain. We just want to make sure that we know that's EPA and DHA.
Oh, okay.
Right? It's really what we want to be after. We're not even going to talk about the long names because they're really long. They're stupid. If you can spell them, you win $100. It's all good. But they just know it's EPA and DHA. And yeah, they're called omega-3 fatty acids, okay?
Now, you can buy those separately, too, not only in...
You can.
Yeah, okay. And the same works the same?
No.
No, okay.
Not when we're going to talk a little bit about those distinctions. DHA, well, they're both long-chain fatty acids. DHA, not, this isn't 100, but there's similarities and there's distinctions. DHA would be really responsible more for brain development, for learning and memory. EPA would be more effective, if you will, for affect, how we express ourselves, for our moods, right? Mm-hmm. Which is great. And for inflammation in the brain tissue. That's not 100%, but that's really a good distinction. And they both have a lot of overlays that are different. So we really want to do both, mm-hmm. right? Somebody would say, well, gee whiz, if I had to do one, if I had to pick, I'd probably go with DHA.
It sounds like the winner for me.
Would be the where I'd probably go, but I wouldn't pick.
Right.
Right. I want both because they're both critical. They, as I mentioned, they have a lot of overlay with some distinctions. So I want to make sure that I'm getting both. Then people oftentimes will say, well, what ratio should I get? Right. So should it be the same amount of DHA to EPA, or should it be more DHA to EPA, or should I have EPA to DHA? You know, we could do this dance all day long. Right. And let's not confuse it. I prefer, because of neurodevelopmental, because of being a chiropractic physician and affecting the neurologic structures a lot, right? I really like to work with DHA at about a 2-to-1 ratio of more DHA to EPA. If I can't get that, then I want to go with a choice of 1-to-1, uh-huh. right? So if I've got 1,000 milligrams of omega-3 fatty acids, I'd make sure I'm getting then 500 of DHA and 500 of EPA if I can't get the 2-to-1. Make sense?
Makes sense.
Right. So otherwise, I'm going to be about 650 to 350 is mm-hmm. where I want to be. And that's typically what ours is.
Okay.
The particular one that we do where we get 1,000 milligrams in one of the little tablets, right? And it's a 2-to-1 DHA to EPA.
And when you say ours, you mean the Core 4, which you offer at your office.
Yes. Okay. The one that we actually recommend at our facility. Mm-hmm. Again, because of when it comes to the supplementation, which is really something we need to do in America today. The research is just so very clear that the average American doesn't get nearly the omega-3s. Can I just emphasize that again? Nearly the omega-3s that they need to actually be getting in our diets. We just don't get it. So to not supplement is really kind, if I can say it this way, it's dumb.
Oh.
It's really dumb not to do it. People will tend to think, they go, oh, I heard omega-3s were good for cardiac health. Yeah, they can be. But they're good for like so many things. It's integral in our bodies, right? It's from cell membranes to cell walls to immune functionality to, as we're going to talk about, with cognitive health and mood and affect and aging and all. It's just so tied into who we are that and because our diets are goofy in that regard, mm-hmm. right? We just want to make sure you need to supplement. Now, I was going to jump in here later, but let's do it now since we're here. Right. And then some people say, well, then you can get it from fatty fish, right? Mm-hmm. Absolutely can. The only problem with eating too much fish to get the adequate levels is that most of our fish, unfortunately, has concentrations of pollutants in it. Mm. I hate to say that because it depresses me, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Right. When I have to, because it's a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But if we do that, then we end up concentrating too much of things, heavy metals, lead, mercury, and then other things like dioxins and PCBs and these weird things that concentrate in the fats of the fish, right? That's where it's deposited because they're fat soluble, right? And those yucky things are inside of the fat. Then you actually eat the fish and then the fat actually ends up being deposited in, you get absorbing it and then it deposits in you. So I people say they love to eat fish. I go, great. Then keep it to 2 servings a week, right? Which is great. And all the research indicates it's safe. More than 2, I go, don't do more than 2, please. Don't do more than 2. And if you can get your hands on Alaskan salmon,
mm-hmm.
and we usually can, you know, at Winn-Dixie and Publix, they usually have Alaskan salmon, right? Great, because it's the freshest kind that you can get. They catch it, they freeze it, they send it down, and we get it served to us.
Yeah.
And the distinction, though, between Alaskan salmon, because people go, well, I got salmon. And you go, yeah, but if you look at the little thing in the fish counter and you look at the little labels, it'll actually show you that you have farm-raised salmon and then you've got Alaskan salmon. Don't ever, ever, ever get the farm-raised salmon.
Wow.
Or farm-raised fish of any kind.
So if you're ordering it from a restaurant, you don't know.
You don't know.
Wow.
Right? Unless, hopefully, they're being honest when they say, because you see it on some menus, it will say, you know, Alaskan salmon.
Yeah,
and hopefully they're not being disingenuous, uh-huh. right? But that's so. Don't, if you're purchasing though, Publix, they're going to give you the straight skinny mm-hmm. on that, right? Don't get the farm raised stuff. Get the fresh Alaskan. Or then if you're going to get other fish, please just have a couple of servings a week if you're trying to get omega-3 fatty acids, okay. Right? Otherwise, and even then, we still want to supplement, because remember, we talked about how you know you're getting enough is with that simple blood test called an omega-3 index, mm-hmm. Right? To make sure that we just can see where it is so you know whether you're there or not. As I joke many times, it's like if somebody, I have a friend of mine who used to say, and he's since changed this, it was years ago, and he said, I'm saving for retirement. I was going, fantastic, that's really great. And he was like, and he'd been doing it. He goes, I've been doing it for years. And then found out he was like saving like $20 a week. Mm. Right. I'm going to call him Jim. That wasn't his name. But say, Jim, $20 a week? Dude, wow, if you started when you were like, 20 years before you were born, that might work. Right. Right. But I think we need to up the game just a little bit more. Right. So to say I'm doing that, or to say I have a car. Right. I have a car. Well, great. But I have a 1978 Ford Pinto, mm-hmm. Right. That'll blow up if I get rear ended. Right. Or I've got a 2021 Mercedes SL 550. They're both cars, but which one's a car? Right. Which one's safer? Which one's more comfortable? Which one does everything? Right. It's wild. They both have four wheels, yeah. But they ain't the same thing.
Right.
Right. So it's the same thing as saying, I'm getting some. Well, I'm glad, but are you getting enough? Mm. Right. So that's what we want to make sure of. OK, so with food, yeah, it does mostly the best place to get it is from fish. The next question is people will say, OK, great. I get it from plants. So I eat walnuts. I do flaxseed. I do chia seed. I'm doing the nuts and seeds things. And that's where I get my omega-3s. Well, that's good. It's just not enough because those are short chain omega-3 fatty acids that your body then has to convert and has to go through about four processes to make it a long chain. And most of us aren't efficient enough at making it EPA and DHA. It ends up at ALA and a couple, who cares? These are the chemical names. But it doesn't convert well enough to get us enough. So you really need to supplement to make sure we're doing that. Did I say that enough? We really need to supplement?
I hear
okay,
loud and clear.
As long as I was like, I didn't stutter, I was really clear on that one. Right, we want to make sure that we're doing that because we don't get enough. So now, we mentioned DHA was really for development of the brain, right? For memory and for ability to think and learn, right? So what happens to babies if a mom has plenty of DHA and EPA in her system when she's pregnant? Mm-hmm. What happens?
Passed on.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Right? The reserves from mom are actually passed on to the baby. Yep. And we know then neurologically that baby is going to come out and have a 34% reduced likelihood of having ADD or ADHD. We know that that baby's IQ scores when they're older, as well as when they're at 1 and 2 years old, they're going to be smarter than the other babies. Right. Right. So intelligence testing shows that it actually will help with IQ and cognition in both infants and even when they're older, right? Because mom had it, because of the way it actually is integral in the membrane walls of the neurologic structures.
Now, people that are living in Alaska, of course, are probably feeding on Alaskan salmon a lot more than, right? So you know what I'm going to ask, right?
Yeah. Is there supplement.
Supplement. Okay,
right?
Okay.
There are other places we can do it, but we get, because of our diets, we've talked about it before, but because we get way too much omega-6s and 9s, we need omega-6s and 9s. It's just that we're getting so much of it.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
It would be almost like saying I have a car and then you go outside and you've got a monster truck with your tires that are 6 feet tall. And the thing is, that's not a car. That's a beast. And that's what we're doing with omega-6s and 9s.
Okay.
So we need them, but we're getting way too much of that and not enough omega-3. Okay. So we really today, we need to supplement. So how does mom get that? When we have pregnant women in our office, it's one of the most important things that we make sure that they're taking. And we make sure their omega-3 index is between 8 and 12. So we can help ensure that the baby's neurologic development, and guess what? The very first thing to develop in a developing fetus is actually the nervous system, right? When the fertilization happens, the first thing at about 3 weeks is the nerve, brain, spinal cord are the very first things to form. So it's critical that we're doing that when someone knows they're actually going to get pregnant and they go, we're working to have a baby. Super, right? Let's just make sure then that your omega-3 levels before you have that baby right, are really high for neural development. So with IQ testing, heck, we even know that in teenagers, when we've done bloods, there's a fancy thing I will get into it just briefly. It's called a functional MRI. It's not just an MRI that takes a look at the structures, right? It actually shows us what's happening in the brain. Usually they'll be at teaching hospitals, et cetera. They're very expensive, and they're used for research because they'll show us what's happening in the brain when certain things happen. They show us the function. They light up, and they show us what areas of the brain are lighting up and being activated and how much or how little. Really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know that teenage kids, particularly, were actually, it wasn't even teenage, it was 8 to 10-year-old boys, right, was what they were looking at. And they would actually, for about 8 weeks, they had the placebo group that they gave something that looked like the omega-3, and they took the fake one, and the other kids took elevated levels. And then when they gave them cognitive testing things to do and did functional MRIs, the kids who actually had the omega-3 fatty acids did significantly better. Their brains lit up gigantically. Their results significantly more than the kids without it.
Mm-hmm.
And the results were better, and it correlated exactly with their blood levels. So the higher the blood level went up, the more activity we saw in the functional MRI, and the better the outcome scores were. Sound important?
I guess it would be the same for adults then.
It
and
is.
Seniors.
100%.
So why dementia, Alzheimer's comes to mind? Why aren't people supplementing?
We do. But again, what's a lifelong strategy? We mentioned that before.
Oh, right, okay.
It's one of the things that it's not effective. Once it's there, we do it for Parkinson's, we do it for Alzheimer's, we try to do that and it doesn't have anything.
Okay.
But when we actually start and you and I have our omega-3 fatty acid level on the test between 8 and 12% is actually what it's measuring. Right, when that's correct, right, then you and I have a significantly less likelihood of developing Alzheimer's cognitive decline. Now, we know from other testing that if you and I, and again, this one would come mostly from the DHA again, when we'd actually give us some, say, I'm not going to mention your age on the air, but I'm 55, 56 years old. Mm-hmm. Going on 57, I'm getting there. Right?
I'm a bit younger.
Is it right? But they take us, guys like us,
right,
and they do testing on it, and they'd have, again, the placebos and non-placebos go for a period of time, and we'd actually see, even if we had mild cognitive decline,
mm-hmm,
meaning just a little bit of our ability to think as well as maybe we'd like,
mm-hmm,
we'd actually see significant improvement.
Wow.
In the people who started to supplement with omega-3, meaning when it's mild and early, it's there. But then we try it once somebody actually gets significant cognitive problems or memory difficulties or dementia or Alzheimer's, that once it's there, the result is negligible.
That's the only time it's too late.
Yep.
Yeah.
But if we're doing it early as a preventative, mm-hmm, strategy, so somebody who's concerned, who might be listening, who goes, oh, it seems like Alzheimer's, my grandmama had Alzheimer's, my auntie had Alzheimer's. Wow, I'm really concerned. For goodness sake, make sure that your omega-3 index as early as you can, right, is between 8 and 12 and keep it there for life.
Mm.
Because it's one of the coolest preventative strategies with lots of other things, but it's a really, really significant correlation when it comes to that, which is really nice. I mean, it's just an amazing thing that we want to make sure that we're doing. So when it comes to brain development, and I won't get into how there's fancy things called neurotransmitters, mm-hmm, and then the walls of the nerve cells, it's really integral, which is why it affects us so much. EPA, on the other hand, as we talked about with its anti-inflammatory aspects. Now, it's really anti-inflammatory in the body, but also in the brain, right? And we know that people have elevated inflammatory states actually have significantly higher rates of depression, right? So right when we talk about inflammation being associated, yes, with just about every disease, the beginning of everything, even depression, right? People go, well, I don't get it. Well, if your brain cells can't function well, right, and it'll affect your mood, it'll affect then the outcomes and the metabolism of fancy neurotransmitters like serotonin and dopamine, and your omega-3 fatty acids are significantly involved in the metabolism of those neurotransmitters, which will affect your mood. So we know that for prevention, the people actually have elevated levels of EPA and DHE and EPA in their blood, they have a significantly less likelihood of ever developing depression. And we know that it's also an effective strategy for mild to moderate depression,
uh-huh,
for significantly elevating people who have mild to moderate depression to elevate their moods. But again, we need to get that omega-3 index,
right,
up to between 8 and 10. I usually go between 10 and 12 for somebody who suffers from depression. We put it on the higher end of normal, right, to facilitate those people. And again, please make sure you're testing, because again, people go, oh, well, I have moderate depression and it hasn't helped me. what's your omega-3 index? I've had patients who come in and we check them and they're taking it, but their index is only 5.5. And you go, but you're not even in the normal range for an average person, let alone somebody who suffers from depression. So let's dose you. Let's make sure we're getting you the proper supplementation, take you up to 10. And now let's see where you are in terms of your presentation for depression.
And then you'll be able to keep them at 10
from now on. And it's easy to do. And, and the beauty is it's not expensive either.
I know, right?
It's perfectly safe. The best part is there's no side effects. There's no side effects. Right. If you get in, and all there is good effects.
I love it.
Right? The stuff that you want. We got the objectives we're after, but then we get all the good stuff. The only side effects we get are good things, right? Which is a fantastic, fantastic thing. What's also interesting as well is what people we talked about is a preventative strategy for brain health. One of the things you'll see if we have to do a brain MRI in somebody and somebody who's older, and it's really a bummer because sometimes we'll actually start talking about loss of brain mass, and you'll see the radiologist will say normal brain mass loss for age, right? And then there are others who say that we shouldn't be losing brain mass. You go to other cultures that have normal levels like this, you won't see that brain shrinkage. Right. And I'm not talking about the kind of shrinkage that Seinfeld was. I'm talking about brain shrinkage. Right. Do you remember that episode of Seinfeld? Right. Okay. Whatever.
Yeah. No.
It was one of my favorite episodes of Seinfeld. I love Seinfeld. Yeah. Ever. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
But it's actually with shrinkage. But we know that people, again, who have their omega 3 index up between 8 and 12, right, the volume of the brain in aging is maintained. We don't get the shrinkage of the brain matter. Is that cool or what?
So 10's like the sweet spot. Between 8 and 12.
8 to 12.
Yeah.
Is really it. So, right, if I get anybody who doesn't have a disorder, if you came in and we checked your omega-3 index and you came in at 8.2, I'd throw both hands in the air. We'd do the hallelujah dance.
Okay.
Right? And say, you're terrific. Let's leave it where it is.
And keep doing what I'm
and
doing.
And keep doing what you're doing.
Okay.
Right? So, but again, we actually had somebody who came in, it doesn't matter. I'm trying to think of the exact time. Doesn't matter. So in the last few weeks. Measured their omega-3 index, and that person came in, and her omega-3 index was like 14.6, right? Now, is she going to die because it's so high? No.
She's not. Side effects.
Right, but it is too much.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it is.
Too much of a good thing is not better. Mae West was not correct.
Okay.
Right? So it is something she was supplementing, not with our recommendations, but she was supplementing, so we took her down to a certain level. Right. Lowered it down to what we believe will get her to the right range. And we're going to check her again in 90 days.
Okay.
Right. And make sure she's back in the sweet spot, the safe range. It's the health filled range that she's great.
Now, when I come in and you said that, let's just say, for instance, you mentioned I check an 8.2. That means that I've been supplementing because I wouldn't show that unless I was supplementing. Right.
Is it natural? Yes. You can absolutely natural for somebody who has a great diet, who's not doing polyunsaturated vegetable oils, who's not doing all the stuff, who has a couple of servings of real nice fish, is doing walnuts and other things. You could actually have it naturally.
Oh, okay. All right.
And because that's what it always was.
Very good.
It's our modern lifestyle and diet that unfortunately has again screwed us up in that regard.
Okay.
So really critical for brain health, for development. If you're thinking about getting pregnant, you want to protect your brain as you go. Make sure your EPA and DHA levels are optimized.
Okay. And of course, as Dr. Turlip mentioned, Turlip Chiropractic in Spring Hill on North Cliff Boulevard, just a little east of US 19, they offer a product called the Core 4. Contact Dr. Turlip's office, ask them about that. It does include omega-3s. The phone number 352-666-2222. Once again, they are open 24/7 service to help you in any situation. 352-666-2222, drturlep.com, drterlep.com. Your 30 Minutes of Vitality, every Wednesday, 11:30 to 12, Dr. Turlep live in our studios. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Let not your heart be troubled.